produced by Zion Lutheran, Hiawatha, Iowa. Reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The first scripture reading is found in the book of the prophet Isaiah, page 746 in your pew Bibles, and we read Isaiah 25, beginning at verse 6. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. And the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. This is the word of the Lord."
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, found on page 1230 in your pew Bibles. "Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved. If you hold fast to the word I preach to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered it to you as of first importance, what I also received. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and a peace be to you. From God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. Christ is risen. Alleluia.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
You know, people go to a lot of different churches for different things. Even our own members who are here most every Sunday occasionally have to go someplace else. Perhaps it's a wedding in some Presbyterian or Methodist church. Maybe some child is being christened in a Catholic church that's your grandchild, or your niece, or your nephew. People go to other churches for all kinds of different reasons. And once in a while, they come back to me and they say something like, "Pastor, you'll never guess what I just witnessed." Sometimes it's at a wedding. Sometimes it's for some other service. But most often it's when somebody goes to a funeral. But sometimes they don't even call it a funeral. Or a memorial service. They call it a celebration of life. And sometimes it's not even in a church or one of those nice chapels at a cemetery. It's at Joe's Bar and Grill. Or some other venue. And it goes something like this, the reports that I get. "You know, I was at this funeral, and they talked about how wonderful this person is that just died. They said all kinds of nice things about him." And Christ wasn't mentioned once. Or if he was mentioned, it was only in passing. Even when a pastor from some other church is conducting the service. Yeah, the newfangled term is a celebration of life. But it's really a celebration of the ending. It's celebrating what was, but isn't going to be anymore. At least if you listened to the people talking. Oh, there might be many fond memories, and the person might, from a worldly point of view, have done a lot of good things in life, may have been greatly loved. But it's over. There'll be no more memories formed. That person's gone. And there's going to be holes in the lives of people. And they're not really sure how those holes are going to be filled. And some people have worries and concerns of how they're going to get along without that person around anymore. Maybe he was a caregiver for somebody in particular. And they just don't know how that empty part of their life is going to be managed. And even though it might be a celebration of life, there's a lot of tears of what's over what's been lost. We have a different way of celebrating life. Christ is risen. Alleluia.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
A lot of you have been to a funeral here. Heard me preach. It's interesting the reactions that I get when people who aren't members come to a funeral here. I like to talk about the person and their life. But if you will, I use that as a hook to talk about Jesus and the life that he gives. To not just talk about what has been, but to talk about what is going to be because of Jesus. When we're celebrating life here, it's not a life that's over with. It's a life that's just beginning to be celebrated in its fullness. Free from sin, free from death, free from pain, free from sorrow, but not just free from all those things. Full of present joys and wonder and peace and love. Because Jesus rose from the dead, all who believe in him will also rise to live a new life. And so I do talk about the person and who they were, but also the person and who they still are. And I can do that because we talk about Jesus and what he has done and the comfort that he brings and the hope that he not only gave to that person who died and rose through the life Jesus gives, but the life he's going to give to us and all who trust in him. It's interesting the reaction that I get when I conduct funerals. And I'm not making this up. At one and the same funeral, as I'm visiting with people afterwards, I'll have one person come up and say, "That was a great sermon, Pastor. Really comforting. You really nailed it." Sometimes from the members. Sometimes from Christians who are active in some other Christian congregation. But right after that person comes up, another one comes up, looks me in the eye, kind of gets in my face, and I'm not making this up, and with a stern look says, "You didn't do your job." Because I didn't spend enough time on who that person was. Yeah, we celebrate life here. But not lives that are over with. Our celebration of life began at the tomb of Jesus. Because without that, there is no hope. Without that, we were doomed to eternal hell and suffering forever. Despite what you might have read in the newspapers recently or heard on the radio. Without Easter morning, without that empty tomb, life does come to an end. And even though we may offer platitudes like, well, as long as he's remembered, he's still alive in our hearts. Who's your great-great-great-great-grandfather? You probably don't know. Those memories die and they fade away. At least from a worldly perspective, there's nothing left. I don't want to be just somebody's memory when I die. And I don't think you want to be either. When I leave this life, I want to still be alive. I'd like to have a little more hair on the top of my head, and that might be. I'd like to have a few less aches and pains, and that is guaranteed. And I want to have love in my heart and joy and peace. Because Jesus has risen from the dead, that's not a fantasy, that's not a vain hope. That's real. And it's not just my job to talk about that. It is a wonderful, an amazing hope that we have because he is risen. Alleluia.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
We're living in a world, people, where that's not being talked about anymore. Even when a death surrounds us, even when death comes close to our families, people aren't talking about it. All they have is memories that are going to fade away. An emptiness. We have something to bring to the world. And to our families, and to our friends, and to those people we visit, especially when we go to funerals. Christ is risen. Alleluia.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV, copyright 2001, by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.